Praise God. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Aren't you glad to be saved? Aren't you glad to know that you're on your way to heaven? Aren't you glad to know that this ain't all there is? Hallelujah. Hey, I'm glad to know that there's something better than this. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Even on the good days, there's something better than that. Hallelujah. And I'm glad to know Jesus. I never will forget years ago. I was just a little kid. And I went to Richlands, Virginia. I went to school there. We corresponded with them while my dad evangelized. And Brother Ralph Horton's mother was still living. And she stood up and said in a service, 30 seconds inside heaven would be worth a lifetime of heartache and misery. I believe that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
30 seconds. The old song says it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. All sorrows will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So may we run this race till we see Christ. I believe we're going to see him, don't you? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. If I could sing, I would sing soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Andre Crouch wrote that years ago. Hallelujah. My mom used to sing it, and every now and then she'd get it out and sing it again. But I believe it won't be long.
Amen.
Yeah. I say, I believe it won't be long.
Amen.
Signs of the time are telling us it won't be long.
Amen.
I don't want to stay here, do you?
No.
This world is not my home. I'm only. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm going to read something to you here tonight. Page 103 in your hymnal. Goes something like this. More about Jesus, I would know. More of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord. Hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful say mine. More about Jesus. On his throne, riches and glory all his own. More of his kingdom, sure increase. More of his coming, Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. Hallelujah. I believe that, don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, if you'd like to turn with me, turn to 2 Kings chapter number 2. While you're turning, I want to say thank you for the offering. May the Lord bless you in your giving. And we just had a wonderful time being with you all, being with your pastor and the fellowship. After church and getting to know you all and eating the food and my I learned something. Hallelujah. We all like to eat, don't we? Hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter number 2. Verse number 1. And the Bible said, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel." And Elisha said to him, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord would take away thy master from thy head today?" And he said, "Yea, I know it. Hold your peace." Elijah said unto Elisha, "Tell you, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As the Lord liveth, as the soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Lord would take away thy master from thy head today?" And he said, and he answered, "Yea, I know it. Hold your peace." And Elijah said unto him, "Tell you, I pray thee, hear, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." And he says, "The Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. Elijah took his mantle and brought it together, smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, verse number 9, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee that a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." And it came to pass that they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, horses of fire, parted them both asunder. Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into two pieces. And he took also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. You may be seated. Tell me, Elisha, what can I do for you? And Elisha says, "I want a double portion of what you got." I want to preach for just a little while, and I really feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Here tonight. I feel like he's going to help us. I want to preach on dare to want more.
Hallelujah.
Dare.
Hallelujah.
Against all odds.
Hallelujah.
I want more.
Hallelujah.
Would you stretch your hands this way and ask the Lord to help us? Father, we come before you. We're grateful for your many blessings. Lord, I realize that without you, I am nothing. I need your touch. I need your help. Move for us, Lord, right now. Lord, I need you, oh God, in order to listen to hear, in order to say what you have me to say. Move around these altars, oh God. It's not by my mind nor power, but by your spirit. Move for us, I pray. Help us tonight, Lord, oh God, for we never fail to give you the praise. For we ask it in your name we pray. And everybody says, amen. Hallelujah. Dare to want more. The word dare means to have boldness or courage to undertake an adventure, to challenge or prove your courage. There was a game that we used to play growing up. I trust that you probably heard of it too. And it's called Truth or Dare. You ever heard of that game? Truth or Dare. Somehow I was at a place a while back that when I was talking about this game, nobody had heard of it. I couldn't believe it. Nobody heard of Truth or Dare. But there's some of you that have. And the way to play the game is you ask somebody Truth or Dare. And if they say truth, well, you tell them something that's true, or if they say dare, then you dare them to do something. And the game really, really ain't that much fun unless you get somebody to dare that wants to be dared to do something. And that's the way we play the game. And we have one boy, Holly, one of my good friends. He was at my wedding. His name was Jeremy. And my, you could dare him to do about anything. Anything, and he'd do it. I couldn't even begin to tell you because I don't want to make you sick tonight, but he would do it. Whether it be eating night crawlers or whatever it is, I mean, he would do it. But you know, everything has a need for more. I said, everything has a need for more. Nature itself has a need for more. Yes. How the plants tell you that it needs water. The grass will tell you it needs water. The animals will tell you they need food. All of nature, trees will tell you how they, when they're dripping and the limbs are dripping. Hey, I need more. I gotta have more. That old gazelle. Hallelujah, that knows that the pond is just out yonder. It also knows the tigers and lions are around them. Hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah, they're right there. But it knows that if I don't get me a drink, I'm going to die. So you know what the gazelle does? It dares to go out into the middle of the field and get itself a drink of water. Why? Because it knows if it don't, it's going to die. Hey, we need to dare to want more of God. Hallelujah. Well, I need your help here tonight. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is the mastery of it. William Penn said, right is right even if everyone is against it. Wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it. One man said, don't pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men. Don't pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to the task. Dare to want more. Just don't be an ordinary Christian. Just don't be an ordinary brother or ordinary sister. When the storehouse of heaven is full, hallelujah, and run it over, hallelujah, why do we settle for just enough to get by? When God says, hey, is there anybody down here that wants to play the game Truth or Dare? I dare you to want more. I dare you to want more. I have more if you just want it. Hallelujah. The Bible said here in the second chapter of 2 Kings that the Lord was about to take away Elijah. And it appears, Brother Samuel, that not only did Elijah know it, but Elisha knew it. And not only did Elisha know it, the sons of the prophets knew it. They all knew it. They all was aware that it's just a matter of time until Elijah was going to be gone. So Elisha put Elisha to the test. Terry, I pray thee in Gilgal. And Elijah said, I'm not going, Terry. I'm not going, Terry. I'm going with you as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth. I'm going wherever you go. He goes to Gilgal. And then the prophets are there. Sons of the prophets are there. Don't you know that your master's going to be taken away? Yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. I know all about that. So then Elijah says to Elisha, Terry in Bethel. No, I'm not going Terry in Bethel. Wherever you go, I'm going. Terry in Jericho. No, I'm not Terry in Jericho. I'm going wherever you go. Terry here, where I go to Jordan. No, I'm going wherever you go. I'm going to Jordan. Hallelujah, they get there. 50 of the sons of the prophets stand afar off, and they watch as Elijah takes his mantle off. He smokes the waters, and they both go across on dry ground.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost is going to help me here. Hallelujah. And notice when the question comes. It comes after they cross Jordan. Hey, listen, church. Listen, brothers. Listen, sisters. If you want something from God, there must be a crossing over. You must go where you've never gone. He would not ask you the question when you're in the comfort zone. He's not going to ask you how much you want when you're sitting in your house and sitting in your recliner drinking a glass of tea. He wants to know it. Hallelujah. When you've gone further than you've ever gone before. Hallelujah. When you follow the man of God, hey, where you never went before. Hallelujah. When the Jordan was departed. Hallelujah. When the Jordan was parted and they walked across on dry ground, then the question comes, how much, what do you want?
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, if you want God to write you a blank check, you got it crossed over.
Yes.
Hey, if you want God to say, how much do you want? What can I give you? What can I check? Who can I make this out to? There must be a crossing over.
Amen.
You're never going to get nothing staying on that side, Jordan.
Yeah.
You got to cross over.